A bad week for Consignia, which is still, I suppose, we call it the new name for the old post office. The chairman, Alan Layton, has admitted that he dislikes the name as much as everyone else, but he said abandoning the name would be like pulling down the Berlin Wall, for goodness sake. So it seems that Consignia won't be consigned to the bin anytime soon. Let's first of all just check around the table. Does anybody like this name, Prashni?
It sounds very modern, but of course one doesn't know what it stands for, so I suppose that's the whole point of it.
When they first announced it, I thought, oh yes, consign. It makes some kind of sense. And then I found, John, that you don't pronounce it consignia, it's consignia.
I think it was supposed to be meaningless as well. From what I recall, they deliberately chose the name because it means absolutely nothing in any language anywhere in the world, even in Afghanistan. And so, in that sense, it's served its purpose.
Yeah. The question is, does anyone use it? I mean, to me, it's the post office. Yeah. Yeah, I don't hear anybody saying, I'm just popping down the consignia for a couple of stamps. You know, this is ridiculous. No, it doesn't mean anything. Yes, it did cost the best part of £1 million to come up with. It just gives work to people who call themselves now international brand consultants. You know, brand apparently is more important than product. Quite extraordinary.
Do you think they should swallow their pride and go back to the old name, even though, as you've already said, we don't use the new name?
Well, I think they should do, because I challenge you to find anyone in this country who calls it anything other than the post office. So it's not such a mighty leap. It's not such a great swallowing of pride to just sort of slip the post office back onto their letter headings.
But isn't that the point of the change, is that there are all sorts of these names rolling around that you don't actually know anything about, which companies use as an umbrella for their operations? I mean, I really do think this is a fuss about nothing, purely because nobody calls it Consignia, so who cares?
You think we just gradually will weaken and start to use the name?
No, I think we'll never use it, and nobody will care. Who owns Woolies? Do you know the company that Kingfisher own Woolies? But nobody calls Woolies Kingfisher, and nobody makes a fuss about it. And it's just an umbrella name.
I tell you what. It's Consignia, at least, is a lot better than the name they originally came up with for themselves in the year 2000, just before they announced Consignia. And I'm not joking. They seriously were going to call it Mailtrack. after the success of Railtrack.
I see, you're making that.
No, that's absolutely right. I read it somewhere important, not
that's
in a tabloid.
Cliche, wasn't it?
Mailtrack, can you imagine? I think they lost the plot, rather like Marks and Spencer lost the plot. But at least what they had, because this was a company, the post office, that used to made 200, 300 million profit a year before 1989.
Used to fund the government.
Absolutely. 24 successive years of enormous profits. And after 1989, I think they've made a total £200 million loss. You know, so somewhere along the line, like Marks and Spencer's, they lost the plot.
Yeah.
But at least they still had the brand name. Now they've got this strange Consignia.